This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God will use the least among us to bless us. I am wrapping up the series on all the ways God works to impact and bless our lives. We've talked about how God doesn't always deliver in our time frame, but that's because He's blessing us in an even greater way than our original prayer request. He also still delivers for us under dire circumstances and when we've sometimes faced the greatest opposition, and He does that so that His power can be showcased through us. And finally, God will use sometimes whom we believe are the least among us to be a blessing to us. And I had this thought as I was reflecting on the story of the Samaritan woman. When Jesus met her, of course, He knew that she had 5 husbands previously and that she was currently living with a man. But He still chose to reveal to her that He was the Messiah. She returned to her hometown of Sychar and told everyone there that she had met a man who knew everything about her. In the end, this ultimately led to the entire town turning to God. And so we should just be assured that our ways are not God's ways. So we never know which door or person He's going to work through to deliver our next blessing. So let us be encouraged today and expect blessings from every angle. And let us cling to these words. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, expect blessings from every corner because you never know how or when God will deliver.